KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on the Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hello, I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. The next best reason to watch Little Fish is that it's a curiosity, a small-scale film about a pandemic that finished shooting more than 8 months before COVID-19 hit. The best reason is that it's a really good movie. You can find it in some theaters and streaming on demand. In the fictional pandemic, a virus called NIA, neuroinflammatory affliction, takes people's memories, not their lives. You could argue, and the film does, that losing the former is as bad as losing the latter, but the emphasis at first is on the spread of the disease. A pilot forgets how to fly. A marathon runner forgets to stop running. A bus driver stops his bus, gets out, and wanders off. He's forgotten why he was sitting behind the wheel. Many of the resonances with our present situation are eerie. A frightened populace learning to wear masks, the emergence of quack cures followed by conspiracy theories, one of them contending that the government has a real cure, but it's spreading NIA in order to limit personal freedom. At the center of the growing chaos are newlyweds Emma, who's played by Olivia Cooke, and Jude, that's Jack O'Connell. She's bright and lively, a veterinarian with a scientific bent. He's younger than his years, an earnest and tender musician who's been pulling himself together after putting himself through hard times. They're instantly likable, not least because they're played by exceptional actors. In 2015, Olivia Cooke was wonderful as Rachel, the terminally ill high school student in Me and Earl and the Dying Girl. Jack O'Connell gave one astonishing performance in the 2013 prison drama Starred Up, then another a year later in 71. He played a bewildered young British soldier left behind in a botched attempt to control a street riot in Northern Ireland. The dramatic strategy in Little Fish is a smart one. With the NIA pandemic as a pretext, the essential subject becomes memory. Its fragility, its wondrousness, its centrality to our existence as sentient beings. When Jude can't recall what happened on their wedding day, he and Emma instantly sense incipient tragedy. Who will he be, who will they be, if they can live only in the present tense? In one way, Little Fish is just the latest addition to a growing genre. Films about memory loss due to Alzheimer's or other kinds of dementia. What makes it so special, though, is that it's about young people. Emma and Jude don't have long lives to look back on, vast arrays of experience to savor, but the memories they cherish and share are no less precious for being limited in number. That's all they've got. They are what they remember. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on the Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.